More questions than answers in Idaho. Jessica Stone, Fox News. At least one killer is on the loose in the case of four dead college students in the town of Moscow. Fox's Matt Finn has the latest.
Police have not announced any suspects or major leads in the murders of those four University of Idaho students. Fox correspondent Dan Springer has been on the ground in Moscow and reports that there is very little new information coming from police. They do now say that the 911 operator talked to multiple people on the phone when the call was placed from inside the house of the murder scene. Police also say they pursued hundreds of pieces of information about Kaylee Gonzalez having a stalker, but they have not identified one.
When asked why they won't reveal if one or all four of the victims were targeted, police say they're trying to maintain the integrity of their investigation. The suspect in the shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado will be held without bail after a court appearance Wednesday. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich seemed to need prompting from defense attorneys. Aldrich faces possible murder and hate crime charges for killing five people over the weekend. And after a lengthy count with a new voting system, the results are in for Alaska's Election Day races, Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Congresswoman Mary Peltola has been elected to a full term in the House months after a special election to the seat, Peltola defeating former vice presidential hopeful Sarah Palin and two other candidates in the ranked choice election, a new system in Alaska this year in which voters rank up to four candidates on the ballot for each race instead of choosing just one. Meantime, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski won re-election over Trump-backed Kelly Schiavacca for her fourth full term in the U.S. Senate, while Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy became the first Alaskan governor to win re-election since 1998. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Several thrill seekers got a real scare on a California roller coaster. Fox's Tom Graham explains.
It might be a while before four Sacramento area teenage girls go back to an amusement park. They were left stranded in the air Tuesday after a roller coaster malfunctioned at Scandia Fun Center. Firefighters had to help get the girls free while dangling 65 feet above the ground. The bad news, it took an hour to get them down. The good news, none of the four were hurt and they were given free tickets to return to the park. It's unclear if they will. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The prices of your turkey dinner goods are up significantly this year. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble has the breakdown.
The Farm Bureau Federation says that a 16-pound bird will run you around $29. That is a 21% increase from just 1 year ago. A 14-ounce bag of stuffing mix will cost $3.88. That's almost a 70% increase from last year. One of my personal favorites, the sweet potato casserole with the nicely browned marshmallow on top. That will run you for a 3-pound bag of sweet potatoes, about $4, an 11% increase from a year ago. 1-pound bag of green beans, a little less than $2. Doesn't seem like that much, but it's 25% more than you paid last year. Pumpkin pie, that'll cost about $4.28, an 18% increase from a year ago.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says it'll cost about $64 to feed 10 people this Thanksgiving. No Michigan State football today, but seven players on the team have been charged for their roles in a violent brawl after the Spartans lost last month to the Michigan Wolverines. Defensive back Curry Crump is being charged with felonious assault. Six others face misdemeanor charges. All seven have been suspended from play. No word yet on disciplinary action from the Big Ten. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.